Yo, 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 it's the PDOT Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, Episode 137, the 137. 137. Hey, let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the PDOT Show, and you already know. Let's go. Today's episode is called Side Effects. Side Effects. Now, as I state, you know, on the show, today is day 411. Let's go. 411 days. Let's go. Been running every single day. I have not missed a day yet. 411 days straight been running, and I've just been so appreciative of everything that's happened in my life, regardless if I wanted it to happen or not. And I say that, people may say, well, why would you say that, Patrick? Because you know what? I've learned that no matter what it is that I go through, I'm built for something different. I'm built for something that I may not be accustomed to, but I need to get myself ready in order to get there. So today's episode, again, is called Side Effects. And I dug a little deep to myself, and I was self-reflecting while running the other day. And I came up with this episode about, you know, it was more so of cause and effect, but the side effects just kept sticking out to me. And when I thought about side effects, just at the basis, is that I think of medications, and I think of all of the things that come into your life or come into play when medications are involved, or you just have to take medicines or any type of medicine, I should say. Medicines. I'm wrapping them all up under one umbrella, because some, you know, cough syrups and, you know, get well pills and all that good stuff. But I remember being prescribed 5 medications in 2017, November of 2017. I remember being prescribed November 1st, 2017. I remember being prescribed 5 medications. 2 were high blood pressure pills. 1 was an anxiety pill. And the other 2, for some reason, I can't exactly remember what they were, but I had 5. And I've listed them before on my Facebook. Got them for the reasons, you know, I got them listed for the reasons that they said that I needed them. And when I was laying there in the hospital bed, and I was like, man, you know what? I was like, I wonder what happens when I take these type of medications. I want to know what are the cause, you know, what are the effects, you know? So take it when it comes to your life, that you may need to take a medicine in order to feel better. That could be a person. So there are things that come with something that can make you feel good, but you may have to pay another price somewhere else. So you may have, you may be taking a medication that can help your blood pressure, but it cripples your emotional desire to be different, or it limits your physical and mental capabilities, because you need to be good in one area, but you're hurting in somewhere else. So the side effects, you may have a lot of side effects in your life that you don't need. And these may be the people that you don't need around, and you may need to reposition them, because right now the side effects that they give you, they're helping you in one area, but there's a con in so many other areas that are formed to the relationship. Just think about it. Listen to me very closely. How many people are in your life right now, or even the ones that you don't speak to, but you don't know, they don't know that you're hurting. They don't know. They may be just living their best life right now, but you're the one that's hurting. You see what I'm saying? Those are the side effects of you putting yourself out there and being around those people, and you're not understanding that maybe you're causing me too much grief. There are more cons than pros in this situation, and that's not being reciprocal. So if you are in situations where the cons outweigh the pros, and you need to reevaluate some things in your life, because that's not the way to go, at least in my opinion, it's not. So I saw the other day, there was a medicine that said it's supposed to help your blood pressure, but it was also to help like thyroid problems and everything like that. But it was going to give you bleeding. It was going to give you diarrhea. It was going to give you ulcers. You may have a chance at hernias. And it was just like, wait a minute. If you knew this going into it, why would you want to take something that's going to bring you down only to help you in one area, but hurt you in 10? You got some people like that in your life where you're so fond of them and you can't understand that, yes, they may provide one great tool, one great asset to you, but they are bringing on 10 other bad ones that are detrimental to your process. You don't need to take that medication right now. Listen to me very closely. You may say, I don't want to reposition this person. They mean too much to me. You may think they mean a lot to you, but they're not adding value to your life. And that's not to say that you just, you know, put them in exile. You're just getting rid of them. You're not eradicating them from your life, but you're eradicating them from your everyday schedule. The side effects. Sometimes, you know, when you're talking to someone for too long, the conversation goes south. And now you're talking about things that you don't necessarily want to talk about. So these are the side effects that you have, because now they're putting doubt in your mind. They're putting fear in your mind. You know, you tell your dreams to people, like these are the cause and effects, but these are the side effects that you get. It's like, think about the side effects before you actually get into this thing that you got called life. Listen to me very closely, man. There are side effects that you do not need in your life. You don't need them. But yet and still, we're so blinded and we're only given so much percent to bettering ourselves, but we are more infatuated with the opinions of others or what they think about us when they don't think much about themselves. Those are the side effects. Now you're doubting yourself. That's a side effect. Now you counting yourself out. That's a side effect. I told you, words are spells. When you speak, you spell out. So if you're saying the things that you can't do, those are the side effects of the people that you hang around. You are a reflection of the five people that you hang around the most or you talk to the most. So if you don't have an upward mobility mindset when it comes to the people around you in your life, the side effects are you are being right where you're at 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and you're trying to realize what happened to me. Well, you had that zip code mentality. And that's the side effect of you staying where you staying at, because you got, in order to be different, you have to think different. And when you think different, you start acting different. But when you act different, you have to implement change and upward mobility within yourself, because you are your loudest voice that you have. When we talk to ourselves, that's the loudest voice that we have. These are the side effects. Listen to me very closely. Side effects can be detrimental to you, but they also could be beneficial to you. The side effects of you hanging around different people who think like you, who act like you, but also have, like, we have the same goal in place, but we may take different destinations to get there. But you still need those type of people around. That doesn't mean I don't need you right now. You need people in seasons sometimes. Everybody can't be around you every single moment, every single step of the way. Then that doesn't mean there's any less of a day one. The side effect is that we're still winning. We're still getting those small wins instead of big losses, like John always said. I'd rather have a small win than a big loss any day. Because as long as I can make incremental changes in my life, then I know the side effects are me changing this and changing the way that I think, change the way that I act, change the way that I do things, because I need those type of things around me. I need to cultivate that within myself. You got too many bad side effects of the people that you got hanging around you. They're bringing you diarrhea. They're bringing you halitosis. I'm being funny in that aspect, but just think about what I'm saying to you. You got people that are in your life right now. They mean you no good. They may necessarily not mean you any harm, but yet they enable some of your side effects that you don't need. They enable your procrastination. They enable your lying. They enable just the mischaracterization of how they view themselves. Think about it. And I have to hold myself accountable, because when I don't do the things that I put forth that I say that I can do, then I know in my brain, and my voice is the loudest one that I have in the room. My brain starts to believe those things. Your brain is just like a computing system. I always say that. It's just like it's an operating system. You tell it what to do, it's going to start giving you visuals of the things that you're trying to do, things that you want to do, and the things that you haven't accomplished yet. So the side effect is that you have to change the way that you think. Then you start changing the way that you do. And now you start changing the way things can be in your life, and you want things to be good in your life. You want things to be up. You want upward mobility. I'm trying to tell you, listen to me very closely. When you put yourself in positions to win, that's what you have to can do continuously. You have 21 days to form a habit. So you are forming habits inadvertently, and you don't know that you're doing them. But when it comes to actually sitting down and putting focus on the task at hand, it's hard for you to do that. That's because you are enabling some of your old bad habits. Your future is designing your habits. So if you don't progress in where you're at, that's only because you're not thinking different. Now you're not acting different. And then you won't be different, and you'll be in the same position that you were 5 years ago. And then you wonder why the people that's passing you by. Well, the side effect was that you didn't listen to the goal at hand. You listened to what was important. You wanted to do what you wanted to do when you wanted to do it. And that's fine and dandy. But people only they only act when they need help. That's when they can be told what to do. It's like, no. If we could have did this together, teamwork makes the dream work. This is day 411. You know how many times I've had to tell myself to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep just maintaining consistency? It's hard work. It's very hard. It's very hard. Let me repeat that to you. It's very hard. What I am doing is that I'm setting forth a consistent effort, because I have so many people that look to me for so many different reasons, whether it's work, whether it's home, whether it's just out in the public. Like, this is what I'm doing. This is what I aspire to do. This I aspire to do, to be podcast and be a motivational speaker, to speak at schools, at hospitals, at jails, like all of these things that I'm being asked to do, because my light is shining. My light is shining right now, and this is what I want to do. So I'm putting forth my best effort to make sure that whatever side effects that I do have, they don't take me off of the goal at hand. It don't remove me from the destination. It doesn't remove me from the journey. I need to remain steadfast in what I'm doing, because I have a bigger goal at hand. I don't work this hard to stay the same. I really don't. You know how many times of blood, sweat, tears throughout these 411 days, body aches, life mistakes, and things happening to you not understanding why. But it's like, you have to let go of self and let go of the ego. I had to learn a valuable lesson in letting my ego go. I have to drop it, and I have to stop being as selfish as I know I have been. But these are also the things that I've been addressing, because I have to go back and talk to myself, talk to the younger Patrick, who feels as if a lot of his questions went unanswered. Like, keep your imagination, keep your things going, but keep your eye on the destination. Keep your eye on whatever the journey may bring to you, because when you are built on sand, you can't have high dreams built on sand. I'm going to just tell you that right now. You may have to dig a little deeper, because you may feel as if right now what you're going through is too much to bear. You may feel as like whatever you're going through is just driving you crazy. You may feel as if whatever you're going through, you may just be losing your mind. But I'm here to tell you, listen to me very closely. You're almost there. Don't give up. You just have to remain consistently consistent in everything that you do. Change your mind and you change your reality. But if you can control your mind, you can control your mindset. And you won't have to worry about all of the side effects that may come your way, because you are built strong in a foundation that is unmovable. You hit bedrock. Some people don't get to hit bedrock. They only go down only so much, and they're built on sand. So when things and life happens and storms may come your way, when you're built on sand, you're not going to last too long, because you're not down to the surface. You have to get down to the core. You got to get down to bedrock. It was a story on E.T.'s, on one of his Thank God It's Monday stories, where he broke it down to where he's saying they built this $3 million condo and a marble fell. So make a story, long story short, a marble fell, and it wasn't supposed to roll that way. So the guy called the developers, and he was trying to understand why is this happening to this strong, what I thought was a strong foundation. How many of y'all think that you have strong foundations, but when problems come or those marbles fall, you got to call other people to try to see what's going on? So listen to me very closely. He called the developers and said, hey, what's going on? They found out that they only dug down 800 feet when they built that $3 million condos. So when the storms came and they all washed away and them people lost their money, that's because they didn't dig deep enough into themselves. They didn't believe enough into themselves to go down just a little bit further. Just stay on the course just a little bit longer. I'm telling you right now, I know there may be people that's going through whatever it is that I'm going through. Where there are people that are going through life right now. Life is lifing for people right now. Listen to that episode, Life Be Lifing, because it really does. But if they would have just dug down just 1,200 more feet, if you would have just went down 1,200 more feet, you would hit bedrock and you can have a strong foundation. And you know when you got there, that is where you were supposed to be. But so many of us get to that opportunity and we know we just so close, but yet so far. But if we just stay the course, you stay on the journey, you stay on the journey until you get to that destination. Because when you get to that destination, then you know you arrived. You have arrived. But there are so many people in life right now who only digging down to the sand. You're not getting down to bedrock. You're not understanding that you just got to stay this course just a little bit longer. There are a few more things that you must learn along the way. Stop comparing your life to what other people are doing because you don't know what they had to do to get to where they're at right now. Let's go. Let's understand that real quick. Stop comparing your life to what other people are doing. We can all get to the same destination, but we may take different journeys in order to get there. Listen to me very closely. We may all take different journeys to get to that same destination, but that's why I say about things in people's relationships, and you need to mind your own business when it comes to those type of things, because everybody grew up with different advice. Everybody grew up with different advice. So what works in one household may not work in the other. I got called weird because I sat down and ate with my parents every single night at dinner. Now, most people say, why would you make fun of that? Because people only know what they're exposed to. Those are the side effects of them not being in a loving household. When we sat down, we figured out how our days went. And you get to have communications with your kids, and the kids get to have communication with the parents. I told you, you only know what you're exposed to. So if you haven't been exposed to those type of things, then that may just be foreign to you. But it's not foreign to me. These are the things that help make me into who I am. Those are the side effects of that. The pros must outweigh the cons. Listen to me very closely. The pros must outweigh the cons. And if that goes for people who are in your life and they're steady conning you out of what of the pros that you could have, then you must eradicate the time, must take away some of the time until you finally see what's meant for you in this relationship to see if it can be reciprocal. Because I'm only feeding you if you're feeding me. That's just how this has to work. I can no longer give, and you take, and you're not reciprocating that back to me. Because I told you, those three little girls, they depend on me. I have to be there for them. No matter what goes on in my life, I have to make sure that I'm there for them every step of the way. Because I'm there. That's my responsibility. I'm that type of dad. That's who I am. That's my makeup. I know what I've been exposed to, but I've also made sure I expose myself to the things that I don't know. So when I do come across certain things, it's not foreign to me, and I can allocate the right time and have the right mindset in order to take on whatever it is that's in front of me. Let's go. Those are the side effects, baby. I do this. This is what I do. And I love it, and I appreciate everybody. I appreciate every single person who takes the time out, even if you listen for 5 to 10 seconds. That's 5 to 10 seconds of your life that you got a word that was meant to be great, okay? And know that I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about that. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This is episode 137. That's 137. 137. We got 3 episodes left, man, and then that would be it of season 7. Can you believe it? Can you believe it, man? I can't believe it. But on that note, man, know that I love you. This is season 7, episode 137, the 137 of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. And you already know,
it's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.